80% of the people, when I literally talk to them, are going to vote for me. So, yeah, so it's pretty positive to me.
What are the issues, Harry, that when people talk to you that they're most concerned with, or maybe some of the beefs that they have with the incumbent, Bob Goodlatte?
Out of control spending, not being responsible with the debt, Obamacare, not getting rid of it, literally funding it and talking about getting rid of it. Amnesty, he literally has funded illegal amnesty, or Obama's executive amnesty. And also his lack of use, the seat that he sits on as a judiciary chairman, not going after any of the cabinet members or, under Obama's administration, or not even going after Obama himself.
Why is it that when you talk to Bob Goodlatte, Congressman Goodlatte, he will dispute some of this? He'll say that he voted against Obamacare and that he, you know, is pushing revisions in immigration policy. Is it a matter of perception, or is it a matter of interpreting what his votes are?
Well, his votes are to fund Obamacare. His votes show what his true nature is. He's not telling you what exactly he's exactly doing.
Let me ask you, the latest monthly jobs report showed that just 38,000 jobs were added in the last month. What would you do to get the economy going again? Would you do something different than some of the, say, Republicans in the House are now doing?
First of all, what you do is you cut the cut taxes. Actually, you reform the tax code, either a flat tax or a fair tax. And a fair tax is really important to me because it reforms this current tax code. It'll open up more free enterprise, more free business, and that means more jobs. Nobody wants to talk about that. Matter of fact, Bob always likes to bring in his tax code, which is very weak, and he blocks any other momentum from the any type of momentum from the fair tax and or a flat tax.
We're talking with Harry Grego, Republican candidate for the 6th Congressional District. You call yourself a constitutional conservative, Harry. What does that mean, and why is it important to you?
That means Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution that talks about the role of government. That's what Congress needs to vote on and fund. If it's not in there, it shouldn't be funded. That's what it means. And also, for example, I'm a veteran also. When it says there that you have to declare war, that's constitutional, and they've never really declared war here in the last, since World War II, but yet people are sent to war. People are coming back in body bags or seriously injured. Those type of things. That's what that means. I am a constitutional. I want to follow the Constitution and get back to the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is important, like the Fifth and the Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act violates those two rights of ours, and Bob Goodlatte actually has voted for that and continues to extend it.
Congressman Goodlatte will bring up the fact that he promoted a balanced budget amendment on occasions, but what about the national debt, and has your opponent done enough, do you think, to combat the growing national debt?
11 times he's voted to extend the debt to $19 trillion. There's one time he actually voted for $2.1 trillion to extend the debt. That's being irresponsible. He has no leadership abilities because he's still running on it since 1992. He's part of the Republican leadership, the establishment there in Washington, and he has to go.
Do you look at what happened to Eric Cantor a couple years ago when he was beaten in a primary by Dave Bratt, a professor that not many people knew about? Do you sort of hold that up as a model for what you want to do on June 14th?
That's a whole different race. Mine's different. I'm glad Eric Cantor was defeated by a conservative. Hopefully I'll be doing the same thing.